This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibault Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to ENN, the first ENN of a Thanksgiving week. I'd like to start off, thank you, by saying good evening to Michael.
You know what drives me nuts when people go, I forgot now.
And then I'd like to say, good evening to Don.
It's a historic fan team, you know, history, franchise. Hey, we had a great guest actually agree with what I said.
Who's that?
Mr. Ferducci, if you remember.
Oh, that's what that was based
on? Yeah.
Now, if you missed the beginning of the show, Don LaGreca made the announcement regarding himself and his brother, Dave LaGreca, about what plan has been in the pipeline for months. Don, do you care to share with us again?
Yeah, go to my social media, at Don LaGreca. We are launching a LaGreca channel, and the feature of that channel is going to be a weekly show beginning December 7th called It's a LaGreca Show, where David and I will debate such topics as movies, music, general pop culture. Could be anything. Basically, it's like when you hear me go off on things and then management tells me to move on, we don't have to move on anymore. If you're a fan of mine or hate my guts, this is a must subscribe. So it's a YouTube channel. Go to my social media for all the details and a nice 22-minute teaser with a great Eddie Trunk.
So the teaser is actually just 8 minutes shorter than a regular show.
That's right. Now, I'm very excited about this. I think it's going to be a
no
tremendous
hit. Stop at a half hour, Peter. No way.
Is the channel already there on YouTube yet?
Yes. You like can people, subscribe.
People can find the channel right now.
Yep, you can subscribe right now.
Wow, I'm going to find this channel right now and subscribe. Now, Don, Michael, I'm very, unlike you, I'm going to be very supportive
Thank you, Peter.
Of this channel.
I'm very supportive. I'd love to be a guest. I don't know if I can be.
I don't see it.
Oh, is it called LaGreca TV?
Yes.
Guess what? Subscribed.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm subscribed. Now, even though I am very supportive, I did just think of something very funny. Michael.
Yeah?
Have you thought about the speculation that you could have on other shows that could exist on this channel, subsidiary shows?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, is there a Dan Grosso vehicle? You know?
My game is conduct will be there.
So there'll be actual shows that do not involve Dave.
And there'll be shows that don't involve Don.
Maybe, like, could
but every Monday, we'll be launching that particular show. It's a LaGreca show, but there's going to be a lot of, like I said, I'll put my game misconduct on there. If David gets different interviews or I get different interviews, throw them on there. Because there's a lot of things. I'm like the George Harrison of the Michael Kay Show. There's a lot of stuff that just never makes the air that I can maybe put together in a solo album. I think George actually put like three albums together with the stuff that didn't clear the Beatles. That's what this channel will be.
Like, I mean, it's amazing to me that someone who talks as frequently as you do on the show actually has stuff that you have not been able to use.
Sure. A lot of
interesting.
Stuff.
What about a Stark Brothers show?
I can't see that happening.
That's something I would subscribe for.
Right?
Yep.
The stories with the Starks?
I just don't know. Well, first of all, John's busy, and I don't know if Jimmy's got the technology.
Well, I teach him.
I can't.
Did you hire interns yet for this? Because this is big. This is a whole channel.
We have employees. Are you kidding me?
Now,
you have employees.
How many
employees? Those graphics together?
Wow. It's going to be big. Now, other bit of exciting news is there are some people concerned that the K show's end could be imminent.
Yes.
That the entire future of this show is in question.
Hinges.
That the incredible ratings we've built could be in the toilet because it has been approved that a Rosenberg-hosted K-show will be happening this Friday at 2:55 p.m. That's right.
I'm all on board.
I'm not.
Don, will you be listening in the LaGreca household?
Well, let's be honest, Peter.
Okay, go ahead.
If I could listen, then I could do it.
Right.
All right. So I'm hoping that I'll be tied up and busy doing other things. But you have my full support. I think.
But if you go out for a drive.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I'll tell you what. If Yes was not contractually obligated to air basketball, I would DVR it. Because I'm totally on board. Because as much as I love Carlin and Anita and Bob Wischusen and Alan Hahn and Dave Rothenberg, I want somebody on the show to be on Friday. And I think you are the best option. I think by yourself is terrific. I can't. You're going to fly like an eagle.
Can I give my take on this?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
So you know that I'm a big supporter of your talent. You're an incredibly talented broadcaster.
I think you've said before that I'm the most talented person here.
Most talented broadcaster. You know how to broadcast. You know what zips and zings and stuff
Thank
like
you.
That.
Thank you very much.
You're not talented enough to host a show by yourself.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I think it could be a train wreck. I believe it could be something that hurts the show. And
then
seriously considering bigwigging myself, hanging on the rim and saying I'm doing the show with Peter.
Now, assuming you don't do that, which is up in the air, you know that the narcs out there, the casters, your people, will be tweeting you every mistake, every moment that they could snitch on me to you. You'll be getting tweeted nonstop.
There's no way that Twitter as a company has the bandwidth to actually have them tweet every mistake you're going to make on Friday.
Now, we have a theory about Michael, and I think it's been proven, that he roots to be right.
Right.
So no, because there's a lot of people out there that root to be wrong.
Yeah, but like...
But you're rooting for him to fall on his face Friday. And I
no,
think
I'm not rooting. I just know it's going to happen.
No, but you're
Don, I've even seen not a solo act. He's not a solo act. It's like Don, Barry Gibb going out on his own. Not the same.
You know what?
Listen, management shares that opinion about me.
And again,
they would carve off body parts before they put me on the air by myself. However...
You know what? You don't become management by accident.
I did the show alone last Friday, last Thanksgiving Friday, and I did it by myself. I nailed it. Everything was fine. Ratings were terrific. It's going to be the same with Peter. He's got Cowboys Washington to dissect, which
That's
he'll
right.
do, because he's going to be fully engaged in that.
Fully engaged.
He's got Tyson Jones Jr.
That's right.
Coming up the next day.
Oh, what a day.
Engaged in that.
Got
You've
the big
got
golf
Andrew
match.
Doing ENN, which he does better than Peter.
Thank you.
Tell me why this isn't going to be a phenomenal show.
I'm going to tell you.
I don't need some outsider mucking it up.
Here's
We're
the deal.
Better off with Peter
here's
by himself. Listen, it's going to be terrific.
And tell me if you agree or disagree. And I think disagree. That if you're honest, you'll agree. Peter is polarizing. Most people despise him. Now, they might listen because we could take the edge off their despising of him.
No.
But when he's there alone, there's no edge.
But here's the thing.
He's going to go
listen.
Off on politics. He's
going to listen.
He's
going to
tip
counts.
His hand. You know he is.
No, I never tip my hand. And when I'm in the lead chair, some of the things that make me hateable when I play the nuisance to you two kind of go out when I'm leading the show. So I'm actually not even as hateable a guy. And I'd also like to announce, this is big, the first official, you know what, I'm going to announce too, because we're going to have a lot of guests. It's going to be a very special day. I have two guests already booked and confirmed for the show, and they're two of my all-time favorite guests on this show. Don, I'd like to announce right here that a dear friend of the show, Trey Wingo, will be joining the program on Friday.
Wow.
Okay? The Traster. But that's not enough. That's not enough. We're going to have more than that because we got to talk NFL. So I'm going to have, in my opinion, the best new, and Michael might try to argue now to be difficult because it's to prove me wrong, the best new young voice talking NFL in this company.
Benny Agbayani.
Incorrect. Ryan Clark will be joining the program as well. Already booked.
And that's just the start.
That's just the beginning. That's Monday, baby.
And Michael, also, he's not a latchkey kid, all right? He's not
Thank
home
you,
alone.
Don.
He's got Andrew and he's got RJ. They're going to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Let me tell you one thing, and let me just put it out there right now, how I'm so diametrically opposed to this. If the Yankees trade for Francisco Lindor.
Please let that happen.
Or sign LeMahieu. Do not call me as a guest. I'll go on the shows. I will not go on that one. And I want the name of the show removed for that one day. This is
a one-off. I got to be honest with you, Michael, and you're going to be very insulted, but it had to be said. If they trade for Lindor, Peter can do better than having you as a guest.
Yes,
all right? There's plenty of people. You can get David Cohn.
Sure,
an arm length.
I
mean, he can.
Paul.
Buster Olney.
You're a jackwagon. Well, who do you think people would want to hear from on the station if they traded for Francisco Lindor? Buster Olney joins us. How you doing, champ?
I trust that Andrew could probably get Cashman on.
We'll get I'm, you know, Boone's a Rosenberg guy. I might be get Boone on. Who knows?
So that is so true.
So,
Michael, you're all wet on this.
No, okay.
Maybe I'll have LD call in on Friday. Michael, can you send me Larry David's number?
Not a chance.
God, Peter, please. That would be so cool.
Andrew, if you could, you never saved Larry David's number, Andrew? You don't have anywhere?
Oh, are you kidding?
In the last 2 minutes, by the way, since Peter announced it in the very popular ENN, Don added 331 subscribers to LaGreca TV. It's now 607.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
And every subscriber means big money for the LaGreca family.
I think it takes more than that, but it's only been up for 3 hours.
Seriously, it was 2:30 when I said it.
It's 6:07 now.
All right, well, speaking of, it's 6:16, so let me get to some stories for ENN.
Dominic said on Twitter, Peter's 100% wrong. We will not snitch to Michael because we won't even be listening.
Guess what? And how about Andrew? I love the way Don LaGreca is defending Peter Rosenberg. I couldn't agree more with Don.
I got a ton of tweets today from the people who are very excited.
There's no way that Ebro would ever allow you to host that show alone.
See, this is, you know what? This is a great example of when someone backs themselves into a corner, Don, and they make a huge mistake.
Right.
I've done Ebro in the morning solo countless times. Maybe 100 times.
He's given
times.
Up. Let's
then you play yourself.
He might be giving you Friday.
You just yourself. Yeah.
No, I'll be sleeping in. Adam Gase was asked after the Jets lost to the Chargers, did he take back play calling responsibilities?
No, I didn't. I sent him in. I've been sending him in the last 3 weeks. I help on some of the third down stuff and 2 minute stuff. It's easier like when I get involved in the 2 minute stuff for me to already have the communication. Just goes quicker.
When you say you help sending them in, what do you mean?
I just send them in. He tells me what play to call, and I send it in.
I mean, really, do they think we're idiots? Why would you need to do that? I help send them in. Why? Does Loggins have some kind of speech impediment? He can't send it in?
Well, you know what? The thing about when you're dealing with Loggins, maybe Don, his attitude when dealing with Loggins is like, meet me halfway, you know?
Wow.
But we are not all right. And everybody's worried about me.
Yeah, you know what?
So he's
but I'll tell you one thing.
He's
I'll tell you
playing
one thing.
Messina to Loggins.
I'll tell you one thing. What they'll be saying when it comes down to when they're 0-15, what they'll be thinking about is this is it. You know what I mean? He was asked, actually, Michael.
Oh, this is the danger zone.
Highway 2. He was asked, why is he the middleman for play calling?
You said Dowell was still calling the plays, but you were sending them in.
Yeah, we've been doing it the last 3 weeks.
Isn't that make it more complicated? Why not just have, it's like, why do you need the middleman? Why not just have him send it?
I get involved in some stuff in 2 minute situation. I mean, it's not that hard, Rich. I mean, he says play 25 and I read it off.
Okay. So you're like, you have veto power.
If I feel like doing that, I could, but that's not something I'm looking to do. It's just, it helps us when we're doing some of the 2 minute stuff.
But that's exactly what it is.
Well, but no, it shows you that when it works, he can say that was me.
But Don, there's no smart reason to add another layer to communications other than if you are stopping the communications. He's not telling the truth. He's doing that so he could veto the play, so he doesn't totally trust the guy. I mean, nonsense! Stop lying to people.
It is nonsense. Oh, by the way, to make Jet fans feel better, do you realize that the last team to go 0-16? Was the 2017 Cleveland Browns.
And look, they're 7-3 now.
Hugh Jackson coached the 2018 Cleveland Browns. He was not fired. So it's not unprecedented.
Well, hold on.
Now, just a couple of years later, they're 8-3.
But was his first year, though, the 0-16?
They're 7.
I don't think so.
Check that out for me.
I'm going to double check.
If
Rob
you didn't
Marinelli
watch...
was fired after the ill-fated 0-16 Lion debacle.
If you didn't watch Sunday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes'd the Chiefs to a
Such
win
a good
over
game.
The Raiders.
Such a good game.
In one of the most ridiculous... Can you still call it a two-minute drill when it takes you like 13 seconds? I mean, have you ever been more sure that someone was going to move down the field and win?
No, you knew it. Yeah, when you knew when they scored. And that was a nice touchdown that the Raiders got. But like, you almost felt like don't celebrate because your work is nowhere near done.
You almost wanted them to kick the onside kick.
That was
here's Andy
second
Reid
here, by the way.
Sorry?
It was his second
year. Second year?
Yeah.
Andy Reid, like us, was not worried about Patrick Mahomes having enough time with the ball in his hands.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know you give me a minute and a half, and I'm pretty good right there, you know, so we can roll.
It was so true.
Man. But give the Raiders credit. They've beaten Kansas City and then lost to them in the last second. So either the Raiders are very good or they just know how to play this team.
No, the Raiders are an improved team. They are a team that a lot of people in New York don't know what this is. They are a team that is going the right direction, decidedly. And Giants fans might feel that same way too, but not as clearly as the Raiders. Bengals rookie quarterback Joe Burrow was carted off, and it's all bad. His season is over, and they're expecting a 9 to 12 month recovery. MCL. ACL. Was there an LCL? All the CLs.
Right, all the
and
entire
also all the
CL smooth.
Ugh. I think not, CL Hughley was also a...
You mean DL Hughley?
No, this is CL, his brother.
Carl Lewis?
What?
I was trying to think of CLs. Anyways, it's not good. It was really a sad scene. Supposedly, here's a crazy thing. 2 years ago, same game, 4 days before Thanksgiving, same field, same side of the field, same time in the game is when Alex Smith had his leg destroyed.
I think you'd agree, Peter, they should tear that building down.
Tear it down. A wrecking ball is not enough.
Do you think that by the end of this season, when the football team misses the playoffs by a game, that Riverboat Ron is going to really, really regret not going for the extra point against the Giants?
I'll tell you what. It kills me right now. I mean, not to be that guy, but Washington sitting there at this moment at 4-6, you're thinking of them as the cream of the crop in the division.
If they're 4-6, the rest of the division, you could sniff them dead.
It's true. Now, yeah, I'll tell you what, though.
Tiger. Sniff them dead.
I will say this, though. Thursday's game. I mean, Don, as a Giants fan, you'll be paying hardcore attention to the Washington-Dallas game.
It's like a low. It's you're going to be all in on the football team, which is really great because I was showing Nancy on DirecTV. You know, the guide says
Dallas versus football team?
It was for this Sunday. It was. Like, Bengals at football team.
It's the worst. Why can't they just say Washington?
Washington at football team. But I guess that's the way they put it together. Like, it just automatically goes with the nickname. And I think it's punishment for all of the poor decisions of keeping the name, that stink should remain, and we should continue to refer to them as the Redskins. Punishing them.
The Dolphins were game losers against the Broncos. Unfortunate for you guys, both of your three-point picks, but...
We're not as scared of you, really, so it didn't matter. Michael and I had the same pick. So
it's a great point. You didn't have to think. Although, for a second, Don, when you thought I was going to get the Green Bay game, it would have cut your lead over me to 5.
Well, the funny thing is, I thought, you know, they're up 14 points at the half, so I kind of started the second half already just cementing that you were going to win.
I should have won. I'd bet it again.
Do it all over again.
It's a turnover. You can't predict a turnover there.
I'm so frustrated with Green Bay. Like I said, I can't even be mad at Ballard.
They're
going to
be the same as last year. They're going to go 13-3, and they're not winning a championship.
Did you see that the wide receiver who fumbled the ball got tremendous death threats?
Oh, see that stuff.
And he tweeted them out. He said, "I just want you to show that we're human beings, and we have to deal with this all the time. Anybody who does that really should be arrested." And then when you, like, confront them, they go, well, I didn't mean it. Well, you didn't mean it, but you said it. You sent it out. Well, you sent the threat to somebody. You should go to jail.
If you remember, that happened to Mark Sanchez, right? Maybe somebody threatened him on Twitter, and they were able to find the person. And, like, nah, nobody pressed any charges. I'm pressing charges, man. You
would
put me and my family through that. Prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. People need to be held responsible for the stupid things that they do in this world.
Well,
and I'm sure that a big part of it was because a lot of people lost a bet. I bet it wasn't even Green Bay fans.
Well,
fans around the country.
Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the team adamantly defended Marquez Valdez-Scantling today because of it. By the way, it was a tough. It's a tough.
Also, he made a great catch in the previous drive.
The ball got punched out. What are you going to do?
You know, I mean, I'm just because. You know, especially the world we live in right now where, like, everybody is on their last nerve. It seems like every day somebody's getting pushed onto the subway tracks, right? I mean, so when somebody threatens your life in this current climate, how do you not take it seriously?
So let's go back to the Miami game for a second. I'll tell you this. I loved this story about the Dolphins. So Tua was ineffective, could not move the ball. He was benched. Fitz came in and did what Fitz does. Instantly gets them a field goal. They've not been able to score at all. Draws from 2010 to 2013. Then, on the final drive, moves the ball all the way down the field, and also in Fitz fashion, throws an interception in the end zone to end the game. But he did provide the spark that was hoped for. Here's Brian Flores about the benching, and was Tua injured?
No, Tua wasn't injured. We just felt like it was the best move at that point in the game. We had to get in a two-minute mode, and we just felt like he gave us the best chance to win the game, which we had an opportunity at the end.
Now let's hear from Tua on getting benched.
My thoughts were whatever was going to be best for the team. When I was in, we couldn't really get things going, and, you know, coach felt like it was the best decision to put Fitz in to try to give us a spark. So when I heard that, you know, it's really what's best for the team. And I mean, if we were to win with Fitz in there, you know, the locker room would be a lot different. Everyone would be a lot happier. But, you know, it just sucks to lose.
And let's hear from Fitz.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear this is Tua's team, and, you know, Tua's going to continue to get better and grow. And, you know, so for me, my defined role right now is whatever Coach Flo and whether the team needs out of me. And, you know, today was different than the last few weeks in that he needed me to go out there and try to move the ball and provide a spark. But the few weeks before that, it really was just full support mode on Tua. And even in a game like today, when I'm out there, I'm still talking with Tua on the sideline, and we're going through stuff and just trying to get him, you know, to see what I'm seeing and why I'm doing the things I'm doing. So it's such a tough position to play, and you're just going to continue to learn, and it's going to be a bumpy road, but you just hope that, you know, the things that you learn, you put them in the back and you make a catalog in the back of your head, and you continue to get better.
Now, so it's a loss, but I'm sorry, real quick, Michael, it's a loss, but you got to say, if you're a Dolphins fan, hearing every member of your team that matters there, your head coach, your backup, and your starting quarterback, the way they handled it. By the way, Tua, immediately after being benched, put on his headset and was sitting there watching everything intently. You couldn't want it to play out any better than that.
No, handled very well.
Sorry about that. It's
not a controversy.
Shots fired on Twitter.
Oh, no.
This is a tweet 3-4 minutes ago sent by Chris Carlin. Did you see this, Don?
I did.
So Rosenberg Radio refused to work with me Friday, would only do TMKS show solo. That's like Nance making sure Romo doesn't work the game when he's gone. So protective of territory that doesn't belong to him. Fugazi, Pedro. Fugazi. Disappointing.
Yeah, this is...
It's a cry for help is what it is.
It's not right.
I think it's not salient points there.
Listen, my only point was when I said to management I wanted to do a different thing was... I'm also tired. We all know this. It's been a stressful working situation, though we're all blessed to be working. And I'll take the day and relax unless I can try something different. Otherwise, trust the show to someone else. I have no issue with that. But if you want me to work, I want to try something different. I wanted to try something with me and my guys. And listen, summertime will come, and I will gladly, if he'll still have me, gladly work with Chris Carlin. Gladly work with Bob Wishews and anyone else who I work with on this team. Alan Hahn, who's tremendous. But here's the thing. You know what? Hold on. You know what? I'm going to fire a Scud missile right back. A lot of nerve coming from Carlin. He does a solo show every day.
Every day.
When he does a show. Every day. So for me,
Don, I'm telling you, this is only going to be a disaster on Friday. I might have to put an end to it. It's already causing a rift within the station.
Carlin
didn't like it right from the very beginning when he announced it.
What say does he have? He's not on the show. I love the guy, but he doesn't have a vote.
Usually, when somebody is off, they do the show with another person other than me.
But why is Carlin first in line? Why not Bob Wischusen? Why not Alan Hahn? Why not Bart Scott? Why not Dave Rothenberg? I like the fact that we're keeping the continuity of having just Peter and not bringing in somebody from the outside. Let him spread his wings on basically a holiday. Let me show you something and teach you something about being a leader, all right? There's a responsibility by having your name on the show, which means you're our leader. So even if you don't like it, why don't you suck it up the way Tua and Fitzpatrick did?
You know why?
Do what's best for the station.
Leaders never lie. They spit the truth. That's what I'm doing.
A lot of people spit the truth at the expense of the show and the team. We're a team.
Hold on.
He's a member of our team. And if you got behind it, Carlin wouldn't say a peep, and there wouldn't be all these people tweeting negativity. Lack of leadership that has caused this rift, that's caused this divide. Why don't you start leading should with the name on your show?
And
why don't you take some responsibility for having your name on the show?
I refuse to sanction it. I will not sanction this.
And it's because of a lack of leadership that you're not sanctioning it.
And by the way, what a bad point by you, too. Both Tua and Fitzpatrick lied through their teeth.
Of course,
Tua
they
was
did.
Miserable that he got benched, and Tua... Fitzpatrick wants to have the team,
but
they're teammates.
I just fundamentally cannot lie.
Well, and you'll also you fundamentally know what?
But you
can't
be a bad guy instead.
Bad liar,
unbelievable.
Bad leader.
I'm worried. It's a big day.
Do you want to know what this show is without Michael? It's called
The Show.
The Show.
And that's
Peter,
what's going to be called
if
on Friday.
Michael Fat my name will not tries be to get on the show Friday. You walk away. You hear me?
Wait, hold on. So you telling me, Michael, you want Friday to just be called The Show?
The Show. It will not, I don't want the theme song played, nothing. It's just The Show.
Wow. Don't listen to him, RJ.
All right.
RJ, I'm telling you.
Show. Show. Maybe I'll make a new version of the song.
No.
Don't Rosenberg stay on brand. The radio
be a proud
today.
Member yeah. of the Michael K. Show. Because you know what? When Michael doesn't lead, we pick up the slack. And we're in a need of a leader.
Very often.
Thank you.
I am a big
you know who
time
else may
leader.
Need a leader?
Who?
I'll tell you who may need a leader is Clemson. Let's hear from old Dabo and his thoughts about the Florida State Clemson postponement.
This game was not canceled because of COVID. COVID was just an excuse to cancel the game. And to be honest with you, I don't think it has anything to do with their players. I have no doubt that their players wanted to play and would have played. And same with the coaches. To me, the Florida State administration forfeited the game. And if they want to play Clemson, in my opinion, they need to come to Clemson or they need to pay for all expenses. Other than that, there's no reason for us to play them. We were there, we were ready, and we met the standards.
Didn't they have a positive COVID test?
Florida State vehemently denied this. I'm sorry?
Didn't they have a positive COVID test?
Yeah.
Okay. He got some nerve.
Florida
Let
State...
him forfeit. He's already got a loss to ND. Florida... Forfeit this. See how it goes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know whose checkbook is feeling pretty good today?
You, because you're working an extra day Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting paid extra, sure. I was thinking Jason Tatum. 5 years, guaranteed 163. Overall, the deal, 5 years, $195 million.
How about Donovan Mitchell?
To stay in Boston. How much was Donovan's money?
$195 million.
Also.
And, you know, I was talking about the Knicks earlier, and people jumped me like I stole something. Shame on them, because I know what I'm talking about. They hired an assistant coach from Utah. And one of the main reasons that they hired him, his name is Johnny Bryant. 6 years in Utah, and one of the main reasons that they hired him was that he would serve as an impetus for Donovan Mitchell to come here. And also, they felt that it would help out in Gordon Hayward, who was there in Utah with Johnny Bryant. So even when they do stuff like that, it doesn't work. That's why this weekend was a bomb. Everything they hoped and dreamed for, completely down the toilet.
Didn't they pass on Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, they did in the draft.
That'll do it for ENN on this, a Monday evening, as we count down towards the show on Friday.
Let's take a brief time out and towel off. A lot of people are angry about what's happening Friday. Also, a news by Mark Feinstein of MLB.com. You're going to love this. Blake Snell, according to the Rays, is on the market. 3 years, $32 million.
No, Blake.
$42 million over the next 3 years. So this the Rays supposedly lost money this year with nobody coming to the games. Nobody comes to the games anyway. But they figure they could make a killing on a young former Cy Young Award winner. The last time we saw him, he was being unceremoniously pulled from the game. So maybe they do get a big return. And whenever they make a trade, the other team should watch out because they usually win the trade. So we'll see. 1-800-919-3776. Call us. We'll take you right to Inside the Jets after that. A very angry Carlin at 8 on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.